Stay tuned for the Power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and you're in tune to the daily broadcast of the Power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join with us as we sing and pray and look at the Word of God, see what He's got for us today. Our scripture will come from Philippians chapter 3. Sing with us now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Oh yes, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we greet you in Jesus' name as we do each broadcast. And if it's convenient and possible, I hope you can invite someone to worship with you. And if the radio time is inconvenient, why don't you tell them about our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. All they got to do is click listen online and select the date, and they can worship the Lord with us anytime. And then on the front page, if anyone would like to contribute with your debit or credit card, just click donate on the front page. Follow the prompts. It is a safe, secure transaction. There are no hidden fees or anything like that. And I'm notified immediately when it does happen. You don't have to set up an account or any such thing. Well, let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knoweth them that trust Him. Nahum 1:7. Isn't that a wonderful promise? Our Lord is good. He's a stronghold in the day of trouble. And let me tell you something, friend. He knoweth them that trust in Him. So, you know, you may say that you trust in the Lord, but He knows if you really do or not. Well, let's pay attention to the Word of God. By the time this service is over, we hope you'll be able to testify and praise the Lord that you've been in the presence of the Lord. And if you don't know the Lord as your Savior, I'm going to pray today that the Lord will use this ministry somehow to speak to your heart. And maybe today will be the day that you surrender your life to Jesus Christ. All right, let's take the Holiness Hymns of Praise, and we're going to page 169. Sing with us on a favorite of the church, This World Is Not My Home. Clap your hands and sing along with us.
This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, I know I have no friend like You. If heaven's not my home, oh Lord, what can I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. My Savior, pardon me from guilt and shame, I know. I'll trust His saving grace while traveling here below. I know he'll welcome me at heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. I have a precious mother up in glory land. I don't expect to stop until I clasp her hand. For me she's waiting now at heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
All right, let's sing.
The saints in glory land are shouting victory. I want to join their band and live eternally. I hear the sweetest praise from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, I know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, oh Lord, what can I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Hallelujah. Well, do you feel a little out of place in this world? Brother and Sister Dilly from Sullivan, Indiana, used to sing, "It's an Unfriendly World." I heard them sing numerous times, and they always sang that same song. And I want you to know, Brother and Sister Dilly have been in heaven a long time, and if they would see how unfriendly the world is now, they would probably sing that song more times than they ever have sung it. Because as we continue to go on, the world continues to grow more unfriendly. But I'm glad today that we have a friend in Jesus. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Why don't you come to him today? You say, well, I just don't have any friends. The Bible says if a man wants friends, if he needs friends, he needs to be friendly. So maybe if you were more friendly, you would have more friends. But Jesus is a friend of sinners, and if you're friendly with him, he will be a friendly Savior to you. Psalms 90 and 17 is our precious promise today. And he said, let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. Praise the Lord again, wonderful words of life. Let's just pray today for every request and every need. Let's pray today that the Lord will use this ministry to touch some heart, and today could be the day that someone surrenders his or her life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we're so thankful today that the beauty of the Lord can be upon us. And Lord, we're thankful today that, the work of your hands can be our work. And we're thankful today, Lord, that you have got all these things established. We appreciate the word of God today. Lord, I'm so glad that you're good and you're a stronghold in the day of trouble. And like I read earlier, Lord, you know those that put their trust in you. Lord, the song says only trust him. Only trust him now. He will save you. He will save you now. And Lord, I just pray that everyone in this audience today is trusting you as his or her Savior. And should there be someone, Lord, in the sound of our voice that has never yet trusted you as their Savior, I pray that today, before this little service is over, Father, I just pray in the next 20 minutes before we leave the air that somehow or another that you'll speak to that heart. And this will be the day, Lord, that they just decide to come on over on the winning side and put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. I know, Lord, if they just look up and repent and ask you for forgiveness, you will save their soul and you will redeem them, change their life, change their heart, change their destination, give them something to look forward to and live for. We just praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before us, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
Oh, let's sing it now. Yes,
what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
And after the next song, the Lord permitting, I'll give you some contact information. Let's go to page 170 in the Holiness Hymns. Here's one that's simply entitled, Jesus, What a Friend Is He?
Jesus came to bring the world deliverance. Glory to his name. Yesterday, today, and on tomorrow, he is just the same. Heals the sick and opens up the blind eyes, sets the captive free. Glory, glory to my precious Savior. What a friend is he. Jesus, precious Lord of heaven, glory to his name. How I worship and adore him, for he is the same. There's no other such a friend or brother as the Lord to me. For he died that we might have salvation. What a friend is he. Made himself no worldly reputation, took the form of man, that he might through earthly tribulation be at God's right hand, to prepare for us a home in glory where we all can be. With him all the happy endless ages, what a God is He. Oh, let's sing it now. Yes, Jesus, precious Lord of heaven, glory to His name. How I worship and adore Him, for He is the same. There's no other such a friend or brother as my Lord to me. For He died that we might have salvation. What a friend is He. Hallelujah. Isn't He a wonderful Savior and a precious friend? What could be unto the Lord most precious than the Lord and King? Left His precious heavenly home in glory, peace and joy to bring. Came to earth and suffered pain and sorrow, died on Calvary, that we all might live with Him forever. What a friend is He. Jesus, precious Lord of heaven, glory to His name. How I worship and adore Him, for He is the same. There's no other such a friend or brother as my Lord to me. For He died that we might have salvation. What a friend is He. Oh, I love that song. I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda is at the piano, and you're in tune with the weekly broadcast of the Power of Pentecost, Lord permitting and providing. We're here each week at this same time, and we cannot do this without you. So after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you had something you'd like to share with the Power of Pentecost, we would appreciate it, whether it's one time or more than one time, large or small, however you would like to do it, as the Lord would direct you. And if you don't have any funds to send, why don't you contact us anyway? Send us a song request or a prayer request. Let us know that you're there. We'd be more than happy to be a blessing to you. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. Then I told you earlier about the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. I'll try to give you some more contact information at the end. Have your Bible open shortly to the book of Philippians, chapter 3. But in the meantime, let's sing together on the God that cannot fail. I guess you've all heard the story in the Bible. It's been told about the three Hebrew children and all the idols of gold. How the wicked king commanded every knee should bow to Baal. Said, do what you must, we're going to put our trust in the God that cannot fail. Well, He's the great God Jehovah, so greatly to be praised. He's the God that'll take us over every mountain sin has raised. Of all the gods been worshipped, there's a difference you can tell. He's the only one that ever gave his son. He's the God that cannot fail. They were bound and yet determined. In the furnace they were thrown. But it didn't take long till the king found out they wasn't walking in the furnace alone. When he came to the edge of the furnace and he leaned over the rail, he counted Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and the God that cannot fail. Oh, he's the great God Jehovah, so greatly to be praised. He's the God that'll take us over every mountain sin has raised. Of all the gods been worshipped, there's a difference you can tell. He's the only one that ever gave his son. He's the God that cannot fail.
Hallelujah. Well, if you believe that, say amen. On a recent broadcast, I read from Philippians 3 and beginning with verse 18, and we were ministering on the thought, the enemies of the cross. And I'd like to continue that thought today if we can. Beginning with verse 18 of Philippians 3, for many walk, of whom I have told you often, and I now tell you, even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. But our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it might be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. We discussed last time that the enemies of the cross defy the Lord. And we mentioned that they defy the lust, their own lust, and they destroy their own lives. We realize that to defy someone or something is to openly resist or refuse to obey. We realize that an enemy is a person or something that feels hatred, and it forms harmful, disengagements toward someone, and it engages in antagonistic activities against one another. An enemy is not our friend, and these are enemies of the cross. We talked last time about the fact that they defy the Lord, even as Paul mentioned it in chapter 3, verse 18. And if we go down to verse 19, we find out they defy their own lust. He says, whose God is their belly. The very thing that God has crucified as devilish, they crown as divine. They had a God whom they adored and adorned. That God was themselves and their carnal appetites. This is the world that we are living in. Men and women today live in a world of unrestrained emotions. Men and women live in a world today with unlimited appetites for sin. Men and women live in a world today that has no check on the desire of their body. They live in an unchecked desire for their body. They live in unbridled indulgences, in secret sins, and their cups are filled to overflowing. The Bible teaches us that their God was to eat and drink and be merry. Their glory and their shame that drove them on their course of unabated sin was the mighty driving force of that carnal nature. May the Lord help us today to realize that they are openly resisting the cross of Christ, and they are refusing to obey anything that the Lord has commanded. You see the hatred here. You see the harmful engagements. You see the antagonistic activities against one another. This world is not our home. It's not a place of peace. Jesus came and left us peace, and he said, "My peace shall be with you." Hallelujah. I'm glad today that we know the peace of God. But the world today is even defying the peace of God. I listen to the news, and I know that the president and other world leaders are trying to discuss peaceful measures and keeping down war and destruction and death and so forth. The Bible teaches us, though, but when they cry peace and safety, sudden destruction cometh upon them as upon a woman in travail. Yes, men and women today will absolutely lie. And they'll make deals. They'll even shake their hands. They'll sign the contracts, and then they will break the contract. Then they will forget all about the handshake. The contract, their signature on the page doesn't mean anything, and their handshake does not mean anything. My wife has told many times about her dad and the relationship that he had with a banker in his hometown. He could go in there and borrow money on a handshake because they knew that Brother Griffith was an honest man and he would pay the debt. Yes, but nowadays you certainly cannot borrow money on a handshake. It takes all kinds of documents and research, and they check credit and check your employment and all sorts of things to make sure that you're going to be substantial and able to pay it back. But the time was once where men could borrow money and just use a handshake, and their word was good. But today, those things are far and few in between, and probably doesn't even exist anymore. Because people are minding earthly things. They're controlled by that driving force of unabated sin. They're driving and they're controlled by that driving force of a carnal nature. May the Lord help us today to come out from among them and be a separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. Yes, temptation is there, and it will always be there. But our Lord is the victor in temptation. They're destroying their own lives. Verse 19 says, whose end is destruction. The man who gives himself over to unbridled lust should consider the solemnity of his end. What an end! It is not bright. Their destiny is determined by God. Their destiny demands banishment from the Lord forever. The destiny will delight the heart of Satan. Their destiny will be at the home of Satan, an eternal hell. I think that probably the worst thing in hell, more so than the weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, will be the absence of the presence of God. I think the worst thing of the hell, more so than the torment and the fire and the smoke and all the things that are mentioned, will be the fact that you are banished forever from the cross of Christ, and there is no hope. Men, no doubt, in hell have had prayer meetings for years, but God has not heard their prayers. And if he has heard their prayer, he hasn't been able to do anything about it because of their choice. Hell was created for the devil and his angels. Oh, yes, but men and women today have no other option as to go to a devil's hell unless they put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's come out from among them. You say, "Preacher, I've lived a wicked life. God will not save me." Yes, he will save you and rescue you right now. If you'd like to have special prayer, give me a call now or anytime. I'd be more than happy to pray with you. 618-214-1410. And if you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you'd like to share something with us, send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Remember, you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost, and it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Oh.
great, God Jehovah, so greatly to be praised. He's the God that'll take us over every mountain sin has raised. Of all the gods been worshipped, there's a difference you can tell.